about doing, we only end up discussing one thing, minhagim relating to zecher lechorben. Zecher lechorben. So yesterday we discussed the minhag of having in your home a binyan shel simcha, to leaving over a tabla, an area, one amma by one amma, that has not been finished, that has not been plastered with sid, not to conclude construction on any new construction, leave over something opposite the Pesach as a zecher for the Churban. How could it be that we are sitting in our home that is complete in the Shalem, where the Beis HaMikdash is, Chorav? By the way, where does this come from? What is the makar for such a custom? It comes from David HaMelech. It's a Farish HaPasek. So it comes from Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, he said, how could it be that I am sitting, I forgot what it is, David or Shlomo, I forgot which one it was. Maybe it was David. How could it be that I am sitting in a binyan, in a palace of stone and wood, and the Aroin Hashem is sheltered in curtains?
Wasn't it David? And then the Navi said, no, you may not
right,
go.
And Nosan HaNavi, so he went and he consulted with Nosan HaNavi, can I go build the Beis HaMikdash? So Nosan said, of course, why not? Go right ahead. And that night Hashem came to Nosan and says, go right now in the middle of the night to David and tell him to stop, because you don't know David. When David wants to do something, he starts right away, even in the middle of the night. He's already working on this. If you don't go stop now, by tomorrow morning, he'll be ready to be finished. So go to the middle of the night. But what did David say? I think it was David. David says, how could it be? What kind of, it's a bizoyin for Hashem, and I am living in a home. I have air conditioning, I have Wi-Fi, I have plumbing, I have a washing machine, a dryer, I have everything I need. And the Aroin Hashem, the Makom HaShores HaShechina, is curtains. Curtains? Just some shmatas? What a bizoyin. How could this be? So immediately we must build for the Shechina, the Makom HaShechina, a magnificent bias, far greater and more magnificent than my own personal home. That sentiment of David HaMelech is exactly the same exact sentiment when it comes to your own personal house. How could it be that you're living in a home, you have everything you can possibly need, and the Shechina, the Makom HaShechina, is gone? It went back to Shemayim. The Makom, the Bayis of Hashem, is Chorav, Shu'alim. There are foxes that are roaming around. The Har HaBayis is Chorav. It's taken over by Arabs. How could this possibly be? So to show that sentiment, that feeling of frustration, to identify with David HaMelech, we do not build a complete house. Our house, we have to leave in an unfinished state in order to connect with David HaMelech and in these. So that's important to appreciate the makar, where it comes from, this feeling of not concluding, not being mashed on the bias. And we discussed this yesterday at great length, all different rules, halachas, ideas, halacha and agada. Let's go on today to discuss another halacha. And let me read you a piece of Gemara. And this piece of Gemara, I think, is really a game changer in understanding the nature of the tainus of Tisha B'Av. Tana Rabbanan. It's a Gemara in Bava Basra. Daf Samach Omei Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Kishachara Beis Abayis B'Shniyah. There are a lot of ideas over here. One idea is very relevant to what's going on in Florida. But first, let's read the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Kishachara Abayis B'Shniyah. When the Bayis Sheni was destroyed, Rabu Perushin B'Yisrael, there was an increase of Perushin, people that wanted to deny themselves from pleasure in this world. What was the nature of the Purushim? Shaloi le'echol basar. They were on strike. We're not going to eat basar. V'shaloi lishtoi siayin. And we're not going to drink wine. There should be a ban. If you want to be no more meat and no more yayin, why? So let's, the Gemara tells us why. Nitval lohen Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua, he connected himself to this group to understand their logic. Why is this sect in the Klal Yisrael denying themselves from the benefits of Yayin and Basar?
Are these the Pharisees?
No. These are regular Torah Jews, just like everyone in this room. Regular people. These are not extremists. These are not fundamentalists. These are not. These are regular, regular Jews. Not discussing Apikorsim. Not discussing regular Jews. They did not want to eat. They wanted to issue a ban. No longer will we ever eat basar or drink yayin as an expression of tsar over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So Rabbi Yeshua, he wanted to gain clarity exactly what's the reason why you don't want to do this. So a lot of commentators have written on this, and they basically, one very important thing that Rabbi Yeshua said, not like today. Today, when people hear about someone doing something, they shoot from the hip. They hear someone is doing something, a new chumrah. So what do? They right away start screaming and issuing bans and saying, you're in chayrim, what are you doing? Rabbi Yeshua, before he did anything, he launched a thorough investigation. Let me first understand what is going on. I hear about a group of people who are not eating meat and not drinking wine. This because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yeshua obviously felt that this is wrong. You can't go live a life where you're not going to have meat. And yet, even though it's true the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, life goes on. You have to eat meat, you have to drink wine. So Rabbi Yeshua was ready to pull out the heavy altar, the heavy weapons, and knock them out, and issue a chayrim and a ban, and tell these people, you're wrong, give a drush, and say, stay away from the pollution, they're going way, way too far. He didn't do that. He first launched a thorough investigation to thoroughly understand why. Why don't you want to eat meat and drink wine? Explain to me. Maybe you're right. And if you're right, I'll join you as well. I'll be part of you. I'll be part of your chevra. So nitva lachen of Yeshua, amal lachen b'ni. Notice this, Musar. He didn't scream at them. He said, my children, in an expression of endearment. Every time, the more I see this, the more I always, these type of things, the more I get very frustrated with when I go online, I always see, and I don't go online anymore, but I had to go online because of Tisha B'Av, I had to go help someone for Tisha B'Av, a program, so I had to go online. I haven't gone online for a long time to Matzah, and I see all of a sudden, stop the talking during davening. I'm becoming obsessed. It's wrong to do that. What are you telling people to stop? Why is this such negativity? Stop. Here he wanted to stop them. He wanted to stop them while they're doing this. Bini! He launched an investigation. And he said with an endearment, my children, Mibnei mo I atem oichon basa ve'ein atem shayisim yayin. The Gemara goes through this whole expression. Explain to me, my kinderlach. Explain to me your logic. Maybe I'll join you. Just explain to me what's behind your trend of thought. Amrulai, they said to him, Noichal basar, can we really eat meat? Shemimenu makrivin al gabi hamizbeach. Oh, so here's a chiddush. This is not what we thought right away. We're not just not eating meat because we're in mourning. We have tsar, and we want to cause ourselves pain, frustration. When a person suffers, they have a tendency to harm themselves. No. In the Beis HaMikdash, we used to have a Beis HaMikdash, and we used to bring korbanos to Hashem. We would bring Hashem on the Mizbech basar. If Hashem is no longer receiving basar, how could we receive basar? Now, this is not what the average person would say. If you would ask the average person, why don't you eat meat during the 9 days? What are they going to tell you? Meat is delicious. It gives me simcha. It's when you eat meat, you have a whole, you go to a party at a restaurant, you go with your family. It's Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a time of mourning. Thank you very much, Mr. Cohen, for the coffee. Tisha B'Av, it's a time of sadness. It's not fitting that I should have simcha at a time of churban. That's not what they said. They said, we had a Beis HaMikdash. It used to be there was basar was put on the Mizbeach. There's no longer basar being put on the Mizbeach. We have to remind ourselves. If Hashem is not getting basar, so we can't get basar. It's not a matter of joy. This takes us back to how we started. David HaMelech said, how could it be I'm living in a beautiful home, climate control, indoor plumbing, everything, lights, electricity, Wi-Fi, and the Shekhinah doesn't even have DSL? How could it be? They're still using a flip phone. Hashem still has a flip phone. Ezra, Shalom Aleichem. The Ribbono Shel Olam is still using worse. He has one of those old-fashioned rotary phones, which has a cord attached, a cord. I showed a picture once playing with a child. I showed him, and a little child who grows up today, he doesn't have any clue or, you know, anything. And I showed him a picture of a telephone which has a cord on the wall, like from the 70s. And I said to the child, "We know what that is. That's a telephone." I said to the child, "Why is there a cord? What's this rope coming down from the thing to the wall on this telephone? Look, your tati, he has a telephone. He doesn't have any ropes. Why?" "That's right. Why? Why?" I said, "You know why? Because in those days, they were afraid the phone would get lost." So they put a cord on the phone that it shouldn't get lost.
A leash.
Today, you know, we're better. We trust each other. It won't get lost. So there's no need for a cord. Okay, the Ribbono Shel Olam is still using the old rotary phones with cords on the wall. And we are fancy. David HaMelech said, how could it be I'm living in a beautiful home and the Shekhinah is lost? So David went and he built the Beis HaMikdash. It's exactly the same principle of the Purushim. It's not what you would think. You would think the Purushim are not eating meat because I want to bring upon myself misery. I want to harm my health. I want to cause myself tzar. Wrong! Has nothing to do with tzar. Has nothing to do with misery. It has to do with one thing only. If Hashem doesn't have meat, how could I eat meat? So nice, just not nice. It's not about my personal tzar. I'll have hana. I'll go and I'll find another way to enjoy myself. But I can't eat because Hashem doesn't have meat. Hashem, there's no nesachim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I'm not going to have nesachim. So he said to them, can we really fathom drinking wine that was poured on the mizbeach, the actual bottle? So Omar Lohem. So Rabbi Yeshua said to me, "That's really very, very powerful what you said to me. But I think we should go further. Why stop here? Let's expand upon this. In Cain, lechem lo noicha. What do you eat for lunch today? Bread? No. Don't eat bread. You know why? Shekvar batlu menachos. Because there's no Hashem is not getting bread." So they said, You're right. We're no longer going to eat bread. The efshar the peiros. We'll eat fruit. We'll find the solution. We'll eat something else. We're not going to eat. We'll eat fruit. So he said, peiros lo noicha. No, you can't eat fruit either. Because what else do you bring? Shekvar bot will be kurim. You bring fruits, the seven minim. So they said, you know, we didn't think of that. You're right, no more fruits. After the Paris Achedim. The other fruits will go on Amazon.
You can't have water either. There's
no Oh, there's another. So you're right, you know, Taka, you're right. We're not going to eat food. What are we going to eat? We'll figure it out. We'll take vitamins. We'll. Jews always have solutions. We'll find a solution. So then he said to them, what about mayim? You drink water? You can't do that either. You're saying it's very logical. My mind is the shekvar bottle misach mayim. That already was no solution for. Shasku. So this chevra, the Purushim said, "You're right. You've shown us that we have a problem." Omar lohen. So now that Yeshua, he went in for the kill. He said, "Bini," in a very edel way, "my children," an expression of endearment. Bohu the Oimer Lochem. Come and let me say to you, Shaloy Lis Abel Kol Ikar Efsha. You're right. You're really on the right track. No, notice how he gives them positive reinforcement. He says, "You're right. We have to mourn." He doesn't go right away and knock him out. "You are correct. Your approach to the issue is 100% on the mark. To tell you not to mourn is ridiculous. Shekvar Nigzer Gezera. But here's the point I want to make to you. Ulehis abel yoiser midai iyasher. But there's also, you have to understand that in mourning, you can't go overboard. You can't go overboard. And just like you yourself have come to acknowledge that when it comes to mayim, that's already going past the red line. you should realize even not eating meat and not drinking wine, that's also going over the red line. And here he concludes, and this is an incredible thing when he says over here at the end of the day. Every word of this Maamar Chazal is explosive and it's about to learn. And he's saying over here is, when Klal Yisrael mourns, we mourn together. We don't mourn alone. It's a very powerful principle. If you obviously, your Prushin, are willing to accept upon yourself forever and your whole family and your families, never ever to eat meat and never to drink wine, not because you want to cause yourself pain, but as a sensitivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Mizbeach is not getting the Basar, his Mizbeach is not getting the Yayin, you want to be like David HaMelech, how could we be so selfish and we on our table have Basar and Yayin? But you have to appreciate most of Klal Yisrael cannot handle that degree. They can't handle it. They need basar. They need to eat meat. They need to drink wine. And the avelus of the Beis HaMikdash has to be done together. You cannot have loners. You're going to mourn your way. He's going to mourn his way. There must be achdus in avelus. It's a tremendous chiddush. Everyone here knows, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that when it comes to the Susam Afsekes, you're not allowed to eat bimzumen. You have to go, oh, don't go near me. So, this is the ancient social distancing. The first time we have social distancing in Chazal, okay, you talk about a Mitzora. No, Mitzora is one of a kind. Mitzora is not for the Hamoina. A Mitzora is one in a million. One in a million, you go, every hospital has a ward where the isolation ward. Okay, and that's not social distancing was every single living creature on this earth has experienced social distancing, has experienced lockdown. Okay, we had lockdown for at least 3 months here in Flatbush. I had a whole room for myself here. you were all locked up in the house. I had the whole room here. But everyone had lockdown, had social distancing. Where do you have a precedent in halacha that every single person has to be alone? The Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Churban Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to the Susam Afsekes, when you eat that last meal, you have to eat it alone. But I'm not a Mitzora. I'm not in the category Bada. A Mitzora is a Yochid. A Yochid. The whole world, every single person had to be alone. That's Churban Beis HaMikdash, be alone. Oh, so that means, what does that mean? It means I'm all alone. My mourning is not like your mourning. No. He told them, the way you mourn must be the way every single member of Klal Yisrael mourns. Has to be exactly the same. I don't want people in Klal Yisrael, he doesn't eat meat and yayin, and this fellow eats meat and yayin. If eating meat and yayin is something which the average person cannot do, it's too difficult for the average person, it's a gzeresh ein roi v'atzivi cholamo, no one is allowed to mourn that way. Because when you mourn, you have to mourn together. There has to be achdus in mourning. Just like by Kabbalah Satorah, v'yichan shom yishol neged ahor, the whole Klal Yishol, they encamp neged ahor, ki ish echad b'lei v'echad, Avelus in Klal Yisrael has to be Ba'achus.
What do you have? But we have different habits, Rabbi Levine. Sfardim, Shua Shechal Boy, certain things they allow,
These differences are not, like he said in the expression, it's a chiluk that's not mechalik. These are minor nuances. The minor nuances are not significant enough to say that we have a lotus guy to do. These are minor, small differences in custom. But in general, to go in and act at Takana, where you, the Prushin, you're right. You can handle such a custom of not eating meat and drinking wine for the rest of your life. That's a very significant thing to do. And the average person cannot do that. You're going to separate yourself in your private way of mourning for the Beis HaMikdash. You're taking yourself out of Klal Yisrael. That's not Avelus. Avelus of Klal Yisrael for the Churban has to be just like the way Torah was given. Ki ish echad b'leiv echad. Vayachanu Sham Yisrael Neger Hahar Ki Ish Echad Bleid Echad. The takonos of how we mourn for the Churban Beis Hamikdash has to be in the heart. Ki Ish Echad Bleid Echad. It may be that in details, the way we mourn is we have social distancing. Everyone has to be separate. You don't go come together, because coming together may cause lightheadedness. And we like, for example, the Susan of Sekes, you need not have a mezuzah, you have to be separate. But the method of the general method and approach to Avelus has to be ba'achtos. Okay, so that's very powerful lesson that from this piece of the Gemara. Now here's another very powerful, this idea from the Chassam Sofer. And this idea really can shake you to the core, especially if you watch the news, what is taking place in Florida, Rahman, what's going on over there in Florida, all of these families, what they're going through. The Gemara starts off here, Tonu Rabbanan, Kishacharav Habayis Bishnia. When the bayis was destroyed for the second time, enters the Purushim. The Purushim come along and say, oh, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, no more meat, no more yai. What about when the bayis was destroyed Barishayna, for the first time? How come we have no record anywhere in the world that people called Purushim, people who wanted to be like the Purushim, came forth and they said, the bayis was destroyed. No more meat, no more yayin, we're done. How come? How come only the bayis sheni, b'shniya, not the bayis risha? The bayis risha was a much greater chorban than the bayis sheni. The tragedy of the bayis risha was far beyond belief. The shechina departed. There's no question about it. The damage of the Bayis Rishon is infinitely more significant than the Bayis Shem. Nothing. Zero. Business as usual. What's going on? So the Chassam Sofer says something very, very painful. And it says, the Bayis Rishon, they were told clearly by Yirmiyah twice and by Yechezkel, it's only for 70 years. Relax, guys. 70 years, it's over. So it's a terrible tragedy, but there's closure. 70 years, it's over. If not us, our children, our grandchildren, when you know the end is there, that takes away a significant degree of tzar, of avelus. We know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We have to be misabel. No. So there's what to be misabel, there are other, to go to an extreme, don't eat meat, don't drink wine, no. It's 70 years, I'm not so upset. I don't feel that need to go to such a The Bayis Sheni is open-ended. I'm not telling you when it's over. That's called Inui Hadin. That is torture. And when you're being tortured, you do a lot of weird things to show how it just manifests, the tsar manifests itself. This tragedy in Florida, what is the worst part of the tragedy? The people who died, they're in Shemayim. They're easy for us there, right? What about the families? You see these families, you see this mother, she lost two sons. To watch this, what they're going through. Your adult children, in one moment, family wiped out. I need a psychologist, just to watch some of these clips. It's haunting, literally haunting, to see the pain on the face of some of these people. These Jew, not Jew, it doesn't even matter. Humanity, a human being, it's unbelievable. And then what's the tsar the next day, the real? When will this be over? Where are the bodies? One day, another, maybe there's still a lie, there's a possibility. It's only one day, 2 days, there's a pocket somewhere of air, they can breathe, they can still live. Another day, bring for your family members their dental records, DNA, another day. Inui Hadin, to wait, the torture of waiting, in it of itself is just can destroy a person. That's the Churban Beis Sheni. The Chorban Hasheni, when will it be over already? When? Another day, another year, another decade, another century? Again, again. We're so immune, unfortunately, so you know, it's called an Avelus Yeshana. But people who really are sensitive to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, it's torture. The people who live through the Bayis Sheni and saw the Bayis Sheni destroyed, and they're told, I can't tell you in 70 years it's going to be rebuilt. It can be 2,000 years. This is torture. In Beis Din, when a person is Chayiv Nisa, there are so many halachas of when they sit down to the Din Torah. You can't sit down to a Din Torah on Friday because they may finish the Pesach Din right before Shabbos, and they can't kill the guy on Shabbos. So you're going to have to wait until Sunday. So you're going to torture this guy. The whole Shabbos, he knows he's Chayiv Misa. They're going to take him out to kill him. And Mitzvah Shabbos, he's going to have to sit a whole Shabbos waiting to die. You can't do that to a person. If a person's Chayiv Misa, if he's Chayiv Misa, he has to be put to death immediately. You're not allowed to torture him. If the halacha demands to be put to death, he did it, but he knows this guy is no tzaddik over here. You know what this guy did here? You know how much pain he caused? I don't care how much pain he caused someone else. The halacha is, he's chayiv misa. You don't torture him. Don't make cheshbonis for Hashem. Don't be God. He, whatever he did, Hashem will take care of what he did. If you, the Beis Din, you have to put him to death, you put him to death in an instant. Don't go torture him. Let him just wait. Look what people go through. People over here, they lost families, and they're waiting. Okay, it's unbelievable. This is what the Chassam Sofer says. Chassam Sofer, why is, by the Bayis Rishon, there were no pollution. No one entertained the thoughts of maybe we should not eat basar, we should not eat yayin. No, they weren't so upset. You know why? Because they had closure. 70 years. Live with it. You'll be alive, your children, grandchildren, whatever it is, make your cheshbonos, accept closure. By a sheni, there's no closure. You're in a state of limbo, torture. That's the worst thing. And therefore, they did strange things. When a person is being tortured, they do bizarre things. And then Yeshua had to come along and say, listen, my kinderlach, let's talk about this. What are you doing? Is this really correct? Let me hear your reasoning. Speak. No, it's therapeutic also. He told them, tell me. Let me listen. This Gemara over here is a field day for psychologists, for rabbanim, for policymakers. Yeah, how over here, he tells them, Bini, my kinderlach, speak to me. Tell me. That's therapeutic. Tell me about your pain. Tell me, talk, I'm listening. Tell me why you want to do this. He listens. And then he asks him a question. So you're right, that's a great idea. He plays along with them. Let's not eat bread. Let's not eat. I'm going to join you. I'm not going to eat. Let's also not eat. That's right. And then they come, he takes them through a whole trip in their mind. It's incredible, this Gemara. And then at the end, they realize, wait a minute, at the end, we can't drink water either. We must be doing something wrong. And then he explains to them, this is the solution. We have to mourn in moderation, in achdus, with the whole Klal Yisrael. And that's what Hashem wants from us. Why only the Bayis Sheni? Because of the Tzar. Okay, we already have a few lessons. Now let's go to another idea which comes out of this Gemara, which is really a very shocking thing. And that is, the Bein HaMitzarim, specifically, the real Bein HaMitzarim, is not really the 3 weeks. It's Chodesh Av, as we've spoken, because I hold my halacha svar. It's very hard to find halachas for the 3 weeks. Mm. It's very hard. There's like 3-4 halachas. Yeah. What are the halachas of the 3 weeks? You know, there are no halachas. Everything is a minog. Not a minute. You don't take a haircut, but if you really need to, maybe you could. you don't listen to music. Yeah, but if you want to, you really could. You don't shave. What do I say? Don't buy new clothing. But there's a sale, you can buy new clothing, you just know. It's like, oh, you know, there's like mamash, every sefer, even these thick svarim, on the 3 weeks, the laws of the 3 weeks, from Shiva Asa B'Tev, a whole section for the laws of Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. And then they have the laws of the 9 days, the laws of Tisha B'Av, post Tisha B'Av. What about the laws between Shiva Asa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av? One page. One page. And, you know, everything on that page, if you really need to, you can do it also. It's not the end of the world. 9 days is serious business. 9 days already is Shulchan Aruch. It's halacha. There's no messing around with the 9 days. And what are the halachas of the 9 days? No meat. No yayin. Serious stuff. No meat. No, why not? Ask the average guy, why not? What are they going to tell you? Because meat and yayin gives you simcha. Ain't simcha. There's no simcha like ach basar. Yayin yisamach levav enosh. Wrong, wrong, wrong. That's not the reason why we eat. I mean, it's part of the reason, obviously. But it's clear from the Gemara that there's a principle in the Gemara. Every hava mina is emes. Why do we learn the daf Gemara? Daf Gemara, the many times you go to the five daf, a shakla v'tari, back and forth, back and forth. This svara, that svara, and the Gemara rejects this, the Gemara rejects that. And so after five daf Gemara, the Gemara says, oh, this is the halacha, this is the concluding, this is the opinion. So the Rif, Enoch and Amdi, they were tukufas in the history of Klal Yisrael, they didn't learn Gemara, they did not learn Talmud Bavli. They learned the Rif, they just went through the maskana, the back of the Gemara, you have a synopsis of the Gemara. You have the Mishnah, and right away it tells you the Gemara's maskana, it cuts out the entire discussion. The Havaya is the Abaya Varava and presents you with the Maskana. There were many yeshivas in previous generations. That was the Iker study of Torah. They did not touch the Talmud Bavli. It was not the Iker Talmud. The Iker learning was to learn the Rif. The Maskana, the Mishnah and the Gemara's Maskana. And then you go to the Tor, and you go to the Beis Yosef, and you go to Shulchan Aruch, go to the Rambam. They didn't bother with the whole shock of what's the purpose of this. For some reason today we don't do that. Today it has been discovered enormous value in going through the entire give and take of the Gemara by a Havayas, they by the Rav for different reasons, and that has become the standard, the gold standard in every yeshiva, the value of the Talmudic discussion, the Havayas, they by the Rav.
Built isn't it because they want to know how you got there?
Right. But they didn't know that years, generations ago, they didn't know that. Generations ago, they didn't know that. They was okay. Yeah, elu v'elu. But there's another powerful principle which is always brought out, and that is when Ravina and Rav Ashi wrote the Talmud Bavli, 2,711 pages in the Vilna edition. Even though the Gemara ultimately, many more often than that, rejects an argument, all it means is, in this particular sugya, this argument is not correct. But the argument is 100% correct somewhere else. Every argument in that is presented on the page of the Gemara is the purest form of emes. Why do people have so much pleasure learning that way? Pleasure learning a daf Gemara. Why? It's not always so interesting. What's so interesting about a Gemara? What's, you know, the ox killed the parah was pregnant, and two people. You know, let's be honest. Go watch a good movie. You know, there's a lot of special effects, some very good actors, some good acting, and there's some music. It's very entertaining. So why would a guy go to a daf yomi shir? And go, stay home, go online and watch a movie. You see many people, they give up the movies to come to a Daf Yomi shir. Is the Daf Yomi, there's no special effects. The Maggid shir did not win an Academy Award for the best Maggid. Never heard of such an award. The Academy Awards for the best Maggid, they give him a Pesach. A Pesach from Avraham Avinu's time, Terach. We give the Maggid shir a pesel. This pesel was made by Terach from the store in honor of the Maggid shir. He gives a good. You never heard such a thing. It's not all. So what? The answer is: you watch a movie. It's very nice. It's very joy. You know what happens a couple of days later? It totally dissipates. You know why? Because it's not emes. It's not emes. The whole thing is just shaking. It's very entertaining. It's very powerful. But it's not emes. It's just fiction. It's fiction. Special effects. Yeah. The story. What people are thinking of a lot more handle is documentaries. Because there, they're dealing with facts. There's a certain emes. The neshama loves emes. A daf gemara may not be a lot of glitter in a daf yomi. Be honest, it's not so exciting. But you know deep down inside, every single word you learn is emes. It's pure, unadulterated truth. What do you mean? The gemara shlugged it up. Ella omer abaya. Whenever it says Ella is the most dangerous word in the Talmud Bavli. It is the word, you know what Ella means? Ella means everything we said until now, out the window. You may have spent 3 days here struggling to figure out what's going on. It's irrelevant. Ella always means completely reject every word that we've learned. We're starting all over again. So Chazal tell us, just because we reject it here, it doesn't mean it's totally wrong. There's another application somewhere in the 2711 daf where this argument that has been made does apply. It's applicable. It holds, it has ground, it has koyach. In this particular case, it does, but elsewhere it does. Every hava mina of the Gemara is still pure, unadulterated truth. Now, let's go to our Gemara. The Gemara records the Prushim. The Prushim come along and they say, Rabbi Yeshua says, Bini, why don't you eat meat? Why don't you drink wine? So they say, how could we? The Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach of Hashem is no longer being serviced. It's not getting meat. There's no Yayin. So Rabbi Yeshua plays along with them. And at the end of the day, the Gemara rejects the Prushim. The Gemara doesn't reject the Prushim. They were right. What do you mean they're right? Who doesn't eat meat? Who doesn't drink yayin? The 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av until the end of Tisha B'Av, we all become the Prushim. Every single Orthodox Jew becomes a Parush. Why are you not eating meat during the 9 days? So ask the guy on the street. Simcha. Ah. So you say to him, really? You tell me the honest truth. You really have simcha when you eat meat? I take you maybe to a really, really good restaurant and we make the meat exactly the way you want. And we condition you. We know it's an art. Like wine also, you know, wine is an acquired taste. Tell me, come on, let's be honest. You really have simcha? Not eating meat? Not everyone has such great. I don't particularly have great simcha eating any meat. Maybe I'm just not eating really fancy stuff, good stuff. What's going on? Yayin? I don't get any great joy when I drink yayin. I get headaches when I drink yayin. I don't get any joy. So why can't I drink some wine? What's the big simcha? You're right, it's not simcha. It's not. Every hava amin in the Gemara is emes somewhere. It has some application. During the 9 days, you know why you don't eat meat? I don't really like the meat, but you know, I need to eat lunch, so why not? It's not going to give me any simcha eating the meat. If the Mizbeach of Hashem is not receiving meat, how could I eat meat? You have to be like David HaMelech. If I'm living in a beautiful house, how could it be that Hashem's Oroin is in curtains, is being sheltered by curtains? The reason why you're not eating meat, not drinking wine during the 9 days is because we all become Purushim. Everyone is a parush. And it's not a matter of simcha. It's a matter of if Hashem does not, he's not being serviced, we cannot be serviced. Go further. Over here he quotes the Yassim called Torah Schaim, and he asks more questions. He has a very interesting question. How could we wear clothing? The Iker clothing of this is a ridiculous question, right? But the Iker clothing of this world was the Kohanim. The Kohen Gadol. So I think what the question means is, how could you wear nice clothing? Shabbat Shmatis, if it costs more than $10, if you're spending on a pair of pants more than $10, you should not be buying that pair of pants.
But the 99
cents. You have to buy Shmatis.
So
yeah, you can't walk around without clothing, but how could we wear beautiful clothing? How could a person be allowed to spend on a suit $500, $1,000? How could women wear jewelry? How could a woman wear jewelry?
Now you're asking for trouble.
Ooh. How could a woman wear jewelry? The Kohen Gadol, there's no Kohen Gadol. There's no tzitz. There's no tzitz. There's no choshen ephod. The clothing are called lechavoid ulesifaris. Okay, what else? There are other things. I've got all the different things. Yeah, let's give those two examples. So the answer is, you don't study this talk, and there's truth to that. And now I don't know if you practice it, but there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I think it's Shulchan Aruch that a woman is not allowed to wear all. Did you ever hear this halacha? A woman is not allowed to wear all of her jewelry the whole year. In other words, if a woman, the reason why we don't hear these halachas is because it's not relevant. Because anyway, the way we live is different than the time of Chazal. I'll just give you an example. Time of Chazal, so the Gemara, a kala would wear exactly 24 pieces of jewelry. I don't know what they are. I have no idea what they are. I cannot imagine today a kala wears 20. No, that's only one item. 24 items of jewelry? I mean, what do you have? You have earrings, you have a nose ring. An earring, a nose ring. You have a crown on your head, a necklace. You have a bracelet. A bracelet, you have a ring. Okay, what else? That's it. I mean, I can't imagine. I can't count more than 5-10 things. I mean, I'm not into women's jewelry. I don't know what they wear. Yeah, I cannot imagine there are 24 things you can possibly come up with. But in Sefer Yeshaya, he enumerates 24 items of jewelry. He curses Klal Yisrael. Yeshaya cursed Klal Yisrael. And he tells them, you're going to no longer be wearing the 24 items of jewelry. And from here we learn indirectly, here you see that a kala, from the curse, we learn what is the norm. That a kala wears 24 items of jewelry. Okay, we live in different times. But in the time of the Gemara, there was also some type of a standard of what people wore. So Chazal say that a woman should never wear all of them. Whatever the standard is, leave off one piece, one item. If a woman wears 10 items of jewelry, she should only wear 9. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, I believe. When it comes to a su'udah, we don't do this anymore today because our style of eating is different. If you ordinarily serve 10 courses, only have 9. You should leave out one course to show churban. Im lo ya'aleh es Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. And in fact, after the kach, I saw one of the sermons that you should have on the table an empty plate to show that's what we're not eating. So why not? We're on a diet, that's why. But we're not eating that. Whatever was supposed to be on that plate, we're not eating because chor meis hamidosh. That's the halacha the whole year round. Where does that come from? So he suggests over here, you know where it comes from? It comes from, you know why Noshim are supposed to leave out one item of jewelry? Because there's no big day kahuna. It's an extension of the same exact idea. If there's no Kohen Gadol who is bedecked in the garments which are called lichavoid ulesif ares, how could you wear jewelry? No, you can't go so far. You can't go to an extreme. That's dangerous. But even though you can't go to an extreme, the words, their argument, the argument of the pollution have an application somewhere. There is a kernel of truth in their words. And the fact that the Gemara goes through the effort to record their argument, the Gemara is coming to acknowledge they're right. Oh, what do you mean they're right? The Gemara rejected them. The Gemara rejected. When the Gemara rejects, it means we reject it here. But if the fact that we went through the effort to record the argument, it means the argument really has truth to it. And there has to be an application of that argument somewhere. Where? The halacha is a woman, although she can beautify herself with all of her jewelry, one thing she has to leave out. Why? If the Kohen Gadol is now wearing the Big Day Kahuna, how could you wear clothing? The dish on the table, I think that comes from the Lechem Aponim, if I'm not mistaken. The fact that, the Shulchan of Hashem is, there is no Shulchan of Hashem, and there's no Lechem Aponim. That's right, so your Shulchan should also be empty. You should leave out one dish. So the point over here is, every Hav Amina has an application somewhere else. These halachas are very unique. Fasting, and if you want, you can go even further and you can say on Tisha B'Av itself, what are we doing on Tisha B'Av? Why are you not eating on Tisha B'Av? Oh, it's just like Yom Kippur. It's a fast day. I'm doing Teshuvah. Oh, really? I don't see you sitting on the floor and crying. I heard like someone, oh, yeah, you're doing Teshuvah? I don't really see you doing Teshuvah. You're really upset about the Beis HaMikdash? It's the average guy. I'll tell you what happened. There was a person who actually spoke. I couldn't believe he said this. He says he went, what is Lashna? I can't tell you the whole thing. But a person, a certain Rav said to a person, by us, on Tisha B'Av, we sit down on the floor and we cry over the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. We cry. In our shul, here in Flatbush, we come and we sit down, Tisha B'Av Kinnus, we sit down on the floor. We don't have programs. We don't have speakers. We come to shul and we sit down and we read the Kinnus and we cry. So this person said to me, he actually said it in public, he said to him, he said, really, you cry? You're telling me that in your shul, you're telling me, you made a statement here, that in your shul, you don't want to have any speakers in your shul to give some guidance for the kinnus. Most shuls, every rav today, it's part of the job. The kinnus, you come, okay, well, you're going to say 10 kinnus. Here they are, closure, right? 10 kinnus. This is not an open-ended event here. This is going to end exactly at 11:30, not at the moment at 11:30, and we're going to say exactly these 10 kinnus. I'm going to explain to you what exactly he's talking about, and I'm going to explain, and you're going to mumble them, and then we're going to go to the next one, and we're going to be out of here before 11:30. Right? That's how it's done today. You're telling me that in your shul you don't do this? You sit down, you cry? I don't believe you. I don't believe anyone here is crying over Beis HaMikdash. Well, now, you don't tell me you're Baal HaBatim, such a high madrega, then they're sitting and they're crying about the Beis HaMikdash. So why are you fasting? I mean, I'm kidding. Why? Take a sip of water. Tisha B'Av, no, you don't want to eat. How can we have a cup of coffee? Have some mayim. Have some, you don't want bread? Pay rice. You don't pay rice? Sha'or pay rice. Well, give you vitamins. No, I don't want to have simcha. Come on. Having a cup of water is not going to give you any simcha. It'll give you yishuv hadas, so you can say the kinnus even better. No? If you'll drink a cup of water, you'll be able to concentrate better. You'll be able to say the kinnus better. So why not? Let's break the rules. It's a tainus, Tisha B'Av. You know, you can make a very strong argument that it's not a tainus. The tainus is bottle. The tainus of Tisha B'Av is bottle long ago. It was bottle. It's only a minig b'zman hazeh. It's not a real tainus. So why, Taka, do we fast? The answer is, we shouldn't drink Rabbi Yeshua. You know why you don't drink water on Tisha B'Av? Because Rabbi Yeshua said to these people, oh, you're not eating basar v'yayin. Interesting. You know what? Let's not drink water either. Why? Shekvar botel nisuch hamayim. Oh, shasku. You know, you're right, but we can't do that. Why did Gemara record this? Because Rabbi Yeshua is right. When Rabbi Yeshua argued we should not drink water, shekvar pasku nisuch hamayim, even though the Gemara on the page rejected it in Baba Basra, but if the Gemara went through the effort to record it, there's a kernel of truth. So you know what? One day of the year, don't drink water. Why? Shabbatol b'nisuch hamayim. So on Tisha B'Av, are you having meat for lunch? No. Why not? Because there's no carbon. There's no basar on the mizbeach. Are you having yayin for lunch? No. There's no nisuch hayayin. Are you having fruit? No, give me at least an apple. No, for no, some grapes. No, no bikurim. How about some mayim? There's no niso chamayim on Sukkot. So the tainus of Tisha B'Av is not like the other tanias. The other tanias, it's a bit of a tainus. You're not eating to be miserable. We want you to be miserable. That's the goal. I saw this crazy sign in shul. It's trying. Solution, you got to see the sign. I can't remember all the details. I could not get over it. No more fatigue. No more rumbling in your stomach. Like all the simonim of tinnitus. No more. Just take this pill. Right. Take this pill. You'll never even know that it's a tinnitus. No more fatigue. No more headache. No more hunger pangs. No more nothing. You'll solve the problem. Excuse me. The purpose of fasting is to feel the pain. Yeah. Exactly the point. It's exactly the reason why there is a tinnitus, to feel miserable. And when you feel miserable, you start to think, what is life all about anyway? What's the purpose of all this? And then maybe tomorrow morning you'll have a little different attitude towards life. I don't know. We don't want you to think, we don't want you that tomorrow, chas v'shalom, tomorrow morning, when Tisha B'Av is over, you should be any inspiration whatsoever to change your life. Chas v'shalom. We want you to glide through Tisha B'Av like it was Chanukah. Like a donut in your stomach. We're going to give you like latkes. So the day after Tisha B'Av, you won't have any hearer to Shuvah. Out of their mind. Not embarrassed to put up such a sign. We understand that if it gets to a point where you become dysfunctional, then you need to take these pills. You need to take these pills because you know how you have to be functional to a degree. But ad kedei kach, such nuschois, totally missed the boat. Totally. I mean, you're not embarrassed to put up such a sign. It's unbelievable. That's a tainus. Tisha B'Av, that's not the top shot. That's really not what you're doing on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, it's also, you can't say that. I can't say that. It's not true because Tisha B'Av is a tainus. It is a time to be meharer b'shuva and to be uncomfortable, so it's true. But there's another dimension that Tisha B'Av has that no other fast day has. And that is, you know why you're not drinking water on Tisha B'Av? On Tisha B'Av? Tainus, okay. It's Rebbe Yehoshua. Go blame him. Rebbe Yehoshua. Because Rebbe Yehoshua said to the Purushin, you know, let's not drink water. There's no nisa chamayim. That's right. There's no nisa chamayim. Oh, but the Gemara rejected it. The Gemara, he himself rejected it. Yeah, he rejected it, but it's still in the Gemara. It's still in the Gemara. And if it's in the Gemara, it's 100% emes. That's why you came to the Daf Yomi. Because, you know, it's your neshama can sense. Your neshama meter can sense that this is emes l'amitai. And on Tisha B'Av, there's a new dimension. The reason why I'm not drinking mayim is because there's no nisach hamayim. I'm not eating fruit, there's no bikurim. I'm not eating basar, there's no basar on the mizbeach. I'm not drinking, there's no nisachim. I'm not wearing nice clothing, it's because the kohen gadol, there is no kohen gadol. Everything about Tisha B'Av is just taken right out of Bava Basra. Daf Samach on the days. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll stop over here. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful day.